We do have a couple of special guests joining us right now from Rebound Partners. We have Brett Reese and Brett Bielenberg. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us, Jeff. We're the B&B boys.
The B&B boys.
It's good to be here,
hopefully
Jeff.
I won't get you too confused. Yeah. You have, first of all, Brett, this is the first time that we've had you in here in this capacity of Rebound Enterprises. Why don't we start off by telling us your affiliation with Rebound.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Yeah, no, normally I'm here with Dusty Budd and doing interviews for hockey, but I started up in July working with Rebound, very part-time, just doing things. How do we really work on community and reaching into the community and giving back to the community? So started that up in July, and then the Archer House stuff kind of came in and fell into my lap, so I've been working a little bit with that with Rebound.
All right. And Brett, let's talk with you. This is kind of a bittersweet day in downtown Northfield. After a run of about 145 years, the historic part of the Archer House is coming down today, quite a bit yesterday and even more today.
Yeah, it is very bittersweet. It's very, very sad. I am very sad. Yeah, I'm a Northfield native, you know, in the Archer House. Well, when I was growing up, it was the Stewart Hotel. And a lot of businesses have gone through it. A lot of people have gone through it. A lot of memories. And, it's very sad. But the fire, you know, made it have to come down. So it's going to be coming down here. And but we're also, you know, it's sort of we're sorry about it coming down. But we're also positive and excited about the future of what the possibilities are that could be on the Archer House site.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on right now. Brent, I know you just came in from a tour of the site. You've said, Chapati's is down now? And
So, I mean, they got kind of the middle structure out of there and have been working in the back. And now today, the original structure will be taken down today. Mm-hmm. So this will be a time for people just to come by if they want last pictures. And but things are going really well there. I'll say the crew there with Bolander has been phenomenal to work with. They've been really open because we've been trying to salvage out as much as we possibly can for to use in the rebuild to retell the story, and they've just been really good at what they're doing. But yeah, today they're building it up, kind of mounds, and then we'll be taking it down and saving some limestone for us, and then a lot of those red bricks will be. That's part of my task is working with Kathy with the Northfield Historical Society at getting as many bricks as possible to sell those for a fundraiser for the Historical Society.
Own a peach for the Arthur House.
We'll get to that in just a moment or so. I just want to say a side comment here that the guy who runs the big boom with the claw tearing it down, the man's a surgeon.
he is very good.
I watched him for about a half hour last night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. It's going down, but Brett, maybe you can address this. I know that there have been a lot of crews in there trying to salvage things for future either use or historic reference or whatever the case may be, and including a fundraiser for the Historical Society. Tell us about that.
Right. So, well, Brent has been leading the project. He's doing doing a great job. He's our salvage guy. And we've been working all season. So even he's engaged, like having Devin at Makeshift is getting a lot of things out. He's really good at salvaging what's important to keep, you know, that type of thing. With old tin ceilings, some original woodwork, that type of thing. And then we've had some of our Rebound people, our Charles people, taking things out of the tavern and just the different things. And, yeah, we hope to rebuild, to keep the story going. When I say that, maybe some things inside the Archer House, honoring it, the past.
Brent, as you had mentioned before, we had Kathy on yesterday from the Northfield Historical Society to talk about the bricks that you're donating. And are they going to be I'm presuming, part of the old building?
Yes, yeah, they'll be part of the red bricks from the old original structure. So the stuff that will be coming down today, they'll be piling up bricks. So, you know, we just ask people don't go back there and take them because that'll be just taking away from the Historical Society. But there will be an opportunity when they're all prepared to have those set up. And you can, like Brett said, you can buy a piece of the Archer House to have with you forever. And then it'll also it'll just be a blessing to the Historical Society and a fundraiser for them.
Yeah, and that is they're going to put that towards renovating their own building, the Scriver Building, which is built, actually, I think a few years before the Archer House actually was. So that, as you know, old buildings do require, it's not cheap. It's not a cheap proposition.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
Let's talk about the future. At some point, the building will be down, the rubble will be taken away, and you'll start building something new, a new tradition that hopefully will last for 150 years or more. Do you feel, I guess on a more personal level, because you have been around Northfield all your life, you grew up with the Archer House, do you feel like this is your chance to, you need to do something now? This is a chance to help Northfield in the future, the next 150 years.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize, I guess, how significant. I mean, I knew the Archer House was an important asset of the community of the downtown. But boy, all the outpouring that came out after the fire, I mean, the stories and the fond memories people had, I mean, it seemed like it had an effect on a lot of people's lives. And so, again, it's sad it's coming down, but when it comes to the future, I guess we look at it as here's an opportunity for us to, out of the ashes, you know, create something great, like you say, that can carry on for the next 150 plus years. And we're looking at what are the different uses, what are the different spaces, programming that we want to put in the spaces. And so we're excited about what the possibilities are. And, you know, it's the Rebound way is to start broad. What are all the possibilities? And you sort of talk and discuss and you narrow it down and you make the very, hopefully the very best decisions as what will be, what will be there, how it'll look, how it'll operate. You know, Jennifer Sawyer, one of my partners, when we first got, started the branching out into other hotels, but the Archer House was sort of the living room of the community, and we hope to maybe carry that on, in the next facility.
Where are you at in that process of whittling that big idea down? Is it starting to come into focus now?
So just a little bit on the process and the timing, Jeff, is that we started, we identified five really good architectural firms, and we interviewed and narrowed it down to one. So we've chosen a firm now that we'll be working with, that and that will also be working with the public. We will be having a couple public informational forums, and also to get feedback and input and comments on and that type of thing. So we're excited about that. We'll also be forming a community task force that we'll be meeting on a regular basis to provide feedback and input on what we'll be doing. But we have a group of five of us that are the decision makers as to what will ultimately be built there.
Do you have what can you tell us about the use of the new Archer House? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a hotel? You'd mentioned before when you were on this program, it could be a hotel, maybe some residential units, mixed units, retail, restaurants, and such. Is it all the above? Have you figured that out yet?
Scott Kester's done a really nice job. He's with Rebound, President at Rebound Real Estate. He's been looking at the programming. You know, given the space we have, and it'll. You know, we'll be able to build more efficiently, you know, be more productive. You know, there's a lot of, in the old Archer House, there was a lot of sort of public empty spaces that weren't real efficient and such. So we're going to, but the size will be probably 50% bigger because we'll be able to build back a little farther than what we have in the space-wise. So you asked about what we're looking at, and we're looking at some hotel/VRBO rooms, some really nice rooms there. So we'll have a lodging component to it. We plan on also having some living residential spaces, probably apartments. And then we're looking at covered parking along with some surface parking. And then a couple eating and drinking establishments, possibly Chapatis, you know, maybe the Tavern Resurrects. And so we're excited about that. And maybe like a spa and some retail things on Division Street.
Do you have a basic timeline of when you'd like to accomplish these? I would imagine, you know, it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a month or so to get all the rubble out. Where do you go from there? What's the timeline?
So now that we've identified an architectural firm, we'll be meeting with them. We are putting together a community task force led by Charlie Kite, and then we will come together here and have a public forum, probably, I would think, maybe in February time frame, initial one, and maybe February, March time frame, and we'll start to put together some conceptuals, some designs, probably share that again with the community based on input we got the first time around, and then we hope to potentially break ground late summer, early fall. And we hope to have it completed and up and running no later than December 31st, 2023.
All right. Once again, Brent Reese is with us, along with Brent Bielenberg from Rebound Partners. One last thing about the design. The facade, obviously, is going to be very important to this. It's on Division Street, and we have, I guess, historical guidelines. I'm not sure of all of those myself, though, but is that going to be an important component of what the design team is going to come up with?
Yeah, you know that the you walk down, you drive down Division Street. What a cool variety of different historic buildings and character and charm, and so with the new facility, we hope to honor the Archer House, have some historic components and elements in it, but also recognizing that we are in the 21st century. So it's sort of I believe it's sort of a blending of the two, but we'll have to wait and see how these architects and what type of comments and such that we get from our the experts and also from the community.
All right. Gentlemen, is there anything else either one of you would like to mention about the Archer House, the demolition, or the future of the community?
Yeah, I think one part of me coming in is I've used this phrase, like, how do we link the past to the present so the future can hear this story? And that's what we've been doing, trying to get in there and salvaging out things, anything that will help us tell the story of the Archer House. Because, it is sad. Even Jeff, when you and I were talking and I mentioned like it's going to be Downton, it was like a little pit in your stomach. I mean, there's an emotion that goes with it, but it, as hard as it is, it's not the end of the story. It's a new chapter. And how do we continue to tell this story of the Archer House and from the beginning to now and then into the future? And so one of those ways that we think we can tell that story is getting some of the artifacts. And he mentioned Devin Johnson down at Makeshift got a lot of trim, original trim. Like, that's from 1877. Mm-hmm. And, just visually telling that story, but also just getting people. So if there's people that really have that I've connected with some, but have stories of the Archer House, they can always grab a cup of coffee with me and share some stories about that and to get the story, the full story of the Archer House to share.
Yeah, so very excited. Brent's going to be leading a group, too, responsible for telling the story, past, present, future. I just want to give a quick shout-out. Archer House, 145 years. I didn't realize that our group owned it for 25 years, which was the longest-running group that owned the Archer House, 25 years. We purchased it in 1997, and I want to give a shout-out to my partners, the Bollocks, Craig Bollock, who's passed away, and his wife, and then initial partners Mike and Lori K. Allen, and my ex-wife Michelle. So we were partners that purchased it from the Dallas Haas estate in 1997. And then in 2008, Todd Beyer joined us, and from there he just took that and really helped make it shine and helped renovate it. And from there, from his work there, along with that of Bill Coles and Jennifer Sawyer, who supported me and back in 2008, we created Rebound Hospitality that has grown now to six hotels, branded hotels, both the Marriott Fairfield and Northfield, and also at Decorah, and then also historic boutique inns. So I just want to thank that team, the current team also, that have really supported the Archer House and also our growth in the hotel area.
Well, we're all, I think, kind of looking forward to come down at this point, but we're really looking forward to the future of the Archer House and what it's going to look like and serve the community for the next 150 years.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, and better wear your hard hat around here next couple of days, okay? All right, watch out. Out for that wrecking ball, Jeff.
It was a fun time yesterday when they opened up the cooler from Smokehouse.
Woo. Yeah, there was a few fumes in the air.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
That's Brett Reese and Brent Bielenberg from Rebound Partners. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.